This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Rich Bradbury here in the studio with
Arvindya Raj
and Audrey Raj.
With you for about another half an hour or so. If you've only just tuned into the show, we had Jeff Sandhu, who was over at CES 2019 over in Shanghai, speaking to us about AR, VR, XR, MR, automotive tech, scent tech,
zettabytes,
and a whole lot of weird stuff.
you might want to download the podcast a little bit later on and catch up on that. I'm sure he's got some more stuff to feed us when he gets back, when he flies back in on his Jeff Jet. So if you want to get in touch with the show, 018-789-8899 is the number to get us via WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Story 2. If you've not been living under a rock, you may have heard about Huawei and the bit of a palaver that's going off across the world right now. The US and China at a standstill, of course, on trade warring and one thing or another. And a lot of this, you might argue, stems from the technology that Huawei have been rolling out, their 5G tech and some of their other tech. They have many ways of controlling the internet and 5G and 4G, and we all depend on them. The technology, that is. In terms of their handsets, a lot of people do use them, particularly over in the UK and in Europe. And I know there's a growing number of people who use them here. Now, advertising, as we know, has a time and a place. And the place is never on the lock screen of a smartphone you paid a lot of money for. Huawei. As if Huawei didn't need more negative publicity right now. They've seemingly begun allowing ads for Booking.com on the lock screens of several of their phones. So a large number of people on social media are reporting that ads specifically for Booking.com are appearing on their Huawei phones. The models include the P30 Pro, the P20, the P20 Lite, the Honor 10, the P20 Pro. They're appearing for device owners who are using the pre-installed landscape background wallpaper. So it turns out that the ads don't seem to be limited to a certain region or country. They're appearing on devices in the UK, the Netherlands, Ireland, South Africa, Norway, Germany at the very least. And the only way to get rid of the ads is to not use the built-in magazine background images. Certainly not as intrusive or difficult to remove as the lock screen ads on Amazon Fire devices, but at least Amazon is upfront about using your device as a billboard. I'd be keen to know if anybody who is tuned in and listening right now and uses a Huawei device, if you are getting those ads on your screen. I'd be very keen to know about that. Now, it's not the first time that ads have been used, I assume, on lock screen. Ords, you mentioned that there used to be an app a while ago that you signed up for.
Yeah.
And you could choose to have ads displayed.
If I'm not mistaken, now the name completely escapes
me. I seem to remember it as well.
Yeah, but it was a feature, an app that you could download and that it would provide ads for you on your lock screen. Ads that actually speak to you, like the ads that you'd be interested in, you know. So it is targeted ads. Also, according to... So I just found this article over the commercial break, right? And this is from Digital Trends. And they've actually got a comment back from Huawei.
Oh.
And Huawei claims that the ads are not initiated by them. So they said that they encourage individuals to check app settings or follow publicly available directions on how to remove lock screen ads, but they claim that it wasn't them. Also, an Honor representative also confirmed that Honor isn't serving ads on Honor phones in any market. So Honor is saying they're not doing it as well. So according to Huawei, the ads are stemming from some third-party services or apps and not from Huawei itself. And for comparison, Huawei actually pointed out to a similar issue that affected Samsung phones about a year ago.
Very interesting.
So maybe it's the magazine wallpaper app that is built into Huawei. So I don't think Huawei builds all of their apps. I think they outsource to a number of people or service providers that sort of latch onto the Huawei phones. They have, like, you know, contracts or whatever. And I'm just assuming this. I think they are the ones who sort of put the ads on if you want to use that sort of carousel wallpaper rotation system or something like that.
So someone on Reddit apparently said that four images related to Booking.com were added into Huawei's Huawei phone's wallpaper rotation, meaning that they would start showing up as wallpaper images like all the other images in there. So these images could be manually deleted, but it's possible that more of these images could be added on in the future. So, but you can, like Huawei is saying that you can actually get around the issue by not using their magazine lock screen wallpaper. So you have to opt out of using this, basically.
Just use your own wallpapers, basically, and then you don't see ads. Would you guys be okay with ads on your your lock screen if you bought the phone for like a fraction of the price. Let's say not Huawei, like any provider went like, okay, we need to put ads on your lock screen, but you get to buy the phone for like a fraction of the price. Like maybe, I don't know, half the price or less.
Half the price or less, of course. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, now, so it's a billboard. You're giving them a billboard.
Yeah, exactly. As if I don't see enough ads.
And they're removing the premium.
I have ads on the podcasts I listen to. I have had ads on the TV that I watch. I have ads on the YouTube ads that I videos that I watch. See, even the YouTube ads have become ads. Mm-hmm. Ads. Mm. Spotify, everything. I feel like I'm a walking billboard target already, you know, and that one safe space that I have. Other than the books that I read at home, which don't have ads, thankfully, is my cell phone. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, is my cell phone.
But the thing is, I think ads like this give you a choice. Like, I don't have to look at it. I don't have to click on it. I don't have to like cross it out in order to do something. Like for me, what used to be very painful was sitting through commercials back. I mean, before we had commercial-free television and streaming services, right? Was actually to sit through, because you had to wait for the commercial break to be over and for you to come back to your show, right? So that used to be painful. Now the ads that I see on websites, I don't even give it a glance. Mm. Unless it's YouTube ads, I just look at that number, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I like skip ad, you know? But that's all I'm looking at. I don't feel like I'm exposed or bombarded by these ads, just because for me, it's like, I don't want to look at it. I don't have to look at
it. This is a loaded question, because Arvind's going to say, yes, I would. And of course, why? Why wouldn't
I? No, I'm just saying that I was going to say that it's a perfect platform. It's a really good billboard. Mm. You know, when they open ticket sales for Avengers Endgame, so it opened, a month in advance, like worldwide. So they just released the tickets. And for some people in the States, especially, for us, it was okay. Like there's a couple of servers, I think, went down for a while, but then people were able to snatch up the tickets and stuff. But in the States, it got so heavy that some people had to wait on like a wait screen for half an hour before they could book their ads on platforms like Fandango and stuff like that. They were saying that was such a missed opportunity, because they were looking at their countdown timer with the Avengers logo, and it said that you are number something something in line and you have 30 minutes to go before you can book your seats in any one of these cinemas. If any company or ad guys sort of knew this was going to happen, they could have put ads on the wait screen.
Yeah.
Because you have to keep checking the screen if you want to pre-book your tickets, if you want to get seats for the first maybe couple of days within the first week.
Can you not give people ideas,
Arvind? I'm just, no, they give the ideas. It was like a massive missed opportunity. It's the perfect billboard. It's the perfect small mini billboard for you.
So like I was saying, you know, the name of this company completely escapes me for now. I mean, I'm sure it will come to me, you know, later in the shower or something, but they used to basically show you the kind of ads that would apply to you, but I don't think they were around for more than a year. I think they kind of shut it after, so I don't know what happened. But that, you know, I agree with Arvind, you know, this is a perfect opportunity. Everybody has a phone today, you know, so why not?
And you're checking that screen like what, how many times a day?
Hundreds for most people.
Yeah.
And you know, if you had like the rotating wallpaper thing, like these guys do, that some of them do, and rotating set of ads, I mean, it makes perfect sense. You are right, Arf. You know, it's an ideal billboard. I just hate the idea of, I know somebody's going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that's,
I mean, it feels like a personal space.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. It really, really does. Yeah.
I would hate it, but if you gave me the phone for like a fraction of the price, I'd be like, okay.
See, I told you that's what was going to be his answer. Right, time for a break. Music, Stone Temple Pilots with Interstate Love Song. When we come back, our final story of the day, how Nintendo, what is wrong with me today? Nintendo, they are evaluating streaming gaming yet again.
Mm-hmm.
More on that in a few minutes. You're listening to BizBytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.